You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to the Racing Podcast from William Hill, and this is the podcast for Wednesday, the 1st of March. Yes, we're into the third month of the year already. Can you believe it? One man who probably can is Craig Forsyth, who joins me for today's edition. Craig, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks, Jack. Been a quick January, February, and into the first meaningful month of the year.
Absolutely. We all know what March means. It means Cheltenham Festival, and the Racing Post is covered with news from various trainers. They're doing features each day, and it's Willie Mullins on the front today, who is very bullish about his chances with Jackadam. And Willie Mullins, of course, has come close to winning the race before, but hasn't quite managed to get over the line, has he?
He hasn't, but he has a big chance this year with Jackadam. He's still a relatively young horse. He's had a couple of attempts at the Gold Cup. I think he was just a little bit inexperienced on his first attempt at winning. But last year, I thought he produced a real good effort. He finished second on that occasion to Don Cossack, and he jumped extremely well. Bearing in mind, he went into the back of last year's race on the back of a real nasty fall at Cheltenham, and he jumped exceptionally well for most of the way. Don Cossack just found that little bit extra turn of foot turning for home and stole a couple of lengths on Jackadam. He was closing again at the line. You know, the two were a long way clear of the third on that occasion. He's had a different prep this year. He finished third in the Lexus when last seen over Christmas, and he goes there with a big chance. You know, he jumps, he travels. I would imagine, you know, they may ride him a little bit more aggressively this year because he does stay well. And he's really coming of age. And I think he's certainly got his best chance, Jackadam and Willie Mullins, of winning a Gold Cup for some time.
Yeah, it's not been the ideal preparation, really, for Willie Mullins, has it? But, I mean, you look at, he's in the Racing Post today with some of his runners. I mean, you look at who is going, including, you know, Under So, you know, York Hill's in there. There's so many chances, and he got seven winners at the festival last year. Do you think he can top that?
It's going to be difficult. You know, he's lost a lot of his stars, and he still, you know, he's still got the likes of York Hill, who's a short price for the JLT. He's got Dovan, who's a short price for the Queen Mother. Bacardi's, I think, his third favourite for the Neptune. Now that they've identified his target, Under So is going to be short enough in the Ryanair. So, yeah, he's still got big, big chances at this year's festival. No doubt, you know, he'll have the favourite for the Mayor's Hurdle. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a favourite for the bumper come race day in a couple of weeks' time. So, yeah, I would imagine he'll still have a very good festival, but last year's total's going to be difficult to beat.
Yeah, he got seven last year. We will see how he gets on. Also talking up the chances of particular horses is Sam Twiston Davis, who says that Politolog is his best chance of winning as a jockey. What do we make of Politolog and Sam Twiston Davis aboard?
Yeah, I think he's a 7-1 chance in the JLT. York Hill, obviously, the favourite round about the 6-4 mark for that race. And for me, Politolog has the stronger chance of those two horses. Anyway, he won a match last time, but prior to that, he produced a good display at Haydock when just going down to waiting patiently, the star performer of the North. And I believe it, waiting patiently will either run in the JLT or nowhere at Cheltenham, but they could wait for entry with him. He's an exciting horse, but Politolog didn't, you know, go down without a fight on that occasion. He'd done quite a bit of the running at the head of affairs. He'd made plenty use of him. He jumped really well. And I think he has an excellent chance of winning the JLT.
Yeah, the JLT Novices Chase is priced up on the William Hill website alongside all of the Cheltenham races. York Hill 11-8, 7-1 as you said, Politilog. Might Bite is 7s, Disco is 7s, and Top Notch is 4s as well. That's how the top of the market forms at the moment.
Yeah, Might Bite, obviously, I think they've identified the RSA, so, you know, there's, you know, a reason why, you know, some of the horses could shorten. There's a few will take up other engagements, but I think Tristan Davis and Paul Nichols, the trainer, has been quite clear that the JLT is the target for Politilog.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. Don't forget, there is, of course, you'll get your money back if your horse is a non-runner at the festival. Check out the William Hill website for more details. All of that to come later in the month, but of course, there is racing on the 1st of March, and we are off to Musselburgh and Newcastle later on. But we're going to start with a couple of races from Wincanton. The 240 is where we begin. This is a Class 3 handicap hurdle. And at the moment, there are, at the time of recording, there are 6 in this race. So just a small field, but how do we begin sorting these out?
Yeah, it's a good little race. There's a few you can give chances to, Jack. I think we'll go, you know, starting the ones that make the shortlist and race card order. Town Parks is the first one to give a positive mention to. I thought this was a real strong maiden hurdle that he won at Ludlow last time. There was a couple of horses that finished further down the field. Actually, one runs on the Wincanton card, trained by Tom George, Benny Light, who caught the eye in behind Town Parks last time. I think it was a strong race, but the handicap has raised him £4 for that success, and an opening handicap mark of 128 looks a little bit on the high side for what he's achieved, even allowing for the fact that, you know, we think that's strong form from Ludlow. So he's going to need to improve again to defy the handicapper on 128. Another Frontier was a good winner at Taunton last time. He came off the bridle but found plenty for pressure on that occasion. Stayed really well. He did have a hard race, and the Twiston Davis yard has gone 25 runners, I think, at the time of recording. Without a winner, he's probably blown that stat out the water on Tuesday with his runners.
Probably landed a hat-trick, hasn't
he? Yeah, he probably has. But, you know, I think he had a hard enough race, and he's gone up £7, another Frontier. Instagram is the unexposed horse. He won a hurdle race in France. 2 starts on the flat for David Pipe. Didn't show a great deal. A mark of 115. It's very, very hard to know, you know, what ability he has. But on what we've seen in 2 starts on the flat, he looks like he's got it all to do off 115. And I think the most likely one is the one at the foot of the weight here, Pure Vision. He was a winner 2 starts back at Lingfield. Did the job nicely on that occasion. He went up £8 for that, and he looked like he was going to follow up his success at Utoxeter. There was 2 horses in contention coming to the second last, and he looked to just stumble approaching the second last flight of hurdles. And he lost 4 lengths going into it, and he didn't jump that flight of hurdles very great at all. And he lost further ground. And, you know, he did run on with a great deal of purpose from there to the line, and only went down by 3/4 of a length. And he, like I said, he must have lost 4 to 5 lengths on that occasion. It looks very progressive. He's gone up another £4 for that unlucky second, but I think he's in terrific form at the moment. I don't think he'll have a problem with the extra distance here, and I think Pure Vision's the one to beat in the 240.
Yeah, Pure Vision, bottom of the weights in the 240 at Wincanton. The selection in that race, we'll recap them all at the end for you, but we move on to half an hour later, the 3:10 Wincanton. This is a handicap chase, qualifier for Challenger Middle Distance Chase Series Final. And yeah, just the 4 to sort out this here, but it doesn't look quite as competitive, does it?
Certainly not. Looks a match, really, on recent form. Balan Varig obviously comes here with the best recent form. He won well at Leicester last time. The handicap had given him a real chance. His mark had dropped down to 115. He got into a rhythm early in that race. He jumped well. And he ended up winning by 14 lengths from Mr. Grays. He's gone up £10 again, Jack, and he goes back into a Class 3 handicap. So you will find this a little bit tougher, but obviously with only 3 rivals to beat, you know, he does have a decent chance of following up. But I'm going to go with Paul Nichols' horse here at the top of the weight. So Bassa finished 2nd at Wincanton last time. Don't ask me how he ran that day, because simply didn't see very much. We only seen the last couple of furlongs.
Oh, it was that day, was it?
Yeah. Due to the fog that was surrounding Wincanton racecourse. you know, he'd taken a while to find his feet this time around, but looking back to his form from the spring of last year, a mark of 132, you know, he should be capable of winning from that, and taking a slight drop in grade here. He looks the class horse, and I think he could just be, or certainly have a few pounds more in hand than Tom George's runner. He's only 6-year-old. He's open to a little bit more progress, and he looks to have been found a great opportunity.
Okay, that's the 3.10 at Wincanton. We're moving north to Musselburgh. Now, this is a handicap hurdle race. It's over the minimum distance, and there are 10 runners here, so a slightly bigger field. What do we make of this one?
Yeah, much closer to home. That's the first thing we make of it, Jack, right away. One of my local tracks is Musselburgh, so looking forward to it. And this is the standout race on the card. It's quite a poor card, in all honesty, at Musselburgh on Wednesday, but this is by far the standout race. And for me, the most likely winner is Brian Ellison's Good Day Aussie. Been particularly impressed with this horse since he went over hurdles. I think he's definitely improved on better ground at Sedgefield and at Fakenham. Last time he tracked a real strong pace on that occasion. He jumped well. Brian Hughes gave him a lovely weight and ride, produced him, and he ended up, you know, winning very, very comfortable. I think the £12 rise is more than fair. He still looks reasonably well weighed on his new mark of 115. Henry Brook comes in, takes over from Brian Hughes. That isn't a positive or a negative. You know, I think that's perfectly fine as a jockey change. Looks like he may have Silver Streak to beat. First start for Evan Williams, bolted up at Taunton. Seen the horse quite a few times, actually, when he was trained by Anne Duffield in the north. He's quite a tall, narrow horse, and he's gone up £20 for that success. I would not be keen on him following up. So Good Day Aussie gets the vote for me in the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh.
Okay, that's the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh. One more to go, and it's on the evening card at Newcastle. Again, fairly close to home for you. This is the 7:30 race. It's a handicap, a Class 5 race, 14 in this one.
Yeah, quite competitive, this race. There's a couple that stand out for me in this. I think Burton Wood, who was a winner here over course and distance 2 starts back, you could make a case saying he got the run of the race on that occasion because the prominent runners definitely were favoured the way the race was run. Not a lot got into it from behind. Art Obsession did catch the eye, eventually finishing 3rd on that occasion, making up ground from the rear. And last time, dropped back to 5 furlongs, Burton Wood, completely missed the kick, drawn across on the far side, and I thought recovered well to finish a good 5th and shaped much better than that position suggests. I think he remains in real good form, and the return to 6 furlongs is going to be a plus for Burton Wood, so he's definitely one to look closely at. And the other one is Berlioz of David Barron's. I think Newcastle will definitely suit being a stiff 6 furlongs. He made up substantial ground in what was a slightly messy race at Wolverhampton last time. The prominent runners again were suited in that handicap, and he made up substantial ground from the rear. And I think the stiff 6 furlongs would be very much in his favour. He's reasonably well weighed on 72. Those would be my pair to concentrate on here. At the prices, I think Burton Wood will probably offer more value of the two.
Okay, we'll go with Burton Wood then in the 7:30 at Newcastle, but watch out for Berlioz as well. Your other selections, just to quickly recap before we go, we went for Good Day Aussie in the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh.
We did.
And then at Wincanton, Pure Vision 2:40 and Orbassa in the four-runner field at 3:10.
That's correct, Jack. Let's hope we can find at least a couple of winners from those four.
Good note-taking. That's from me as well.
It is, well.
Let's hope so. Good luck with all those bets, Craig. And you can hear Craig, obviously, throughout the week, over the course of the year, on William Hill's Racing Radio. All the podcasts are available to download and listen to now at williamhill.com. And the Racing Podcast will be back for Thursday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.